G'day guys, Greg here. Now it's pizza time and today I'm going to show you how I like to make my chili prawn pizza. Not only is this pizza delicious, but it's really simple to make as well. So let me show you the ingredients I'm using today. Well, you'll need a pizza base and some pizza sauce. I've also got some cherry tomatoes, a chili, that's a hot one too, a little bit of garlic there. I've got some rocket to finish it off. You'll need some mozzarella cheese and of course some prawns. Oh yeah. But first of all, let's preheat the oven because it won't take too long to throw together. About 200 and anywhere between 200, 210 or something. Make sure you turn it on. Now there's not too many things that need cutting up, but I do have these potatoes which I'm going to slice in half. So I'll stick those on a plate like that. I put another plate over the top and then push down a little bit and then just slice the knife through like that. And voila, you have just cut all your tomatoes in half. That'll save you some time. But we still need to take the shells off the prawns. I just like to rip the head off. Get my fingers under the shell there. Usually you can just squeeze the tail, the rest of it comes off. And then you got that little bit of vein in the back there. Some people don't worry about it. I usually don't. But they're pretty easy to just get rid of. Just get your finger in there, no worries. These are pretty big prawns too. Fingers, take off most, squeeze the tail, and get rid of the poo vein. I had to become really good at peeling prawns because when you come from a family of six and some prawns come out, you need to know how to peel them and eat them as fast as you can. So I think that's all of them done now. So I'll put that over here so I know what I'm using. And this I'll go and throw down into the canal and the little fishies can eat away at whatever's left over. Now if you want to use chili flakes for this, you can. And if you want to get rid of the seeds for this chili, well, you could probably cut it in half first and get rid of the seeds. Otherwise, enjoy your trip on the toilet over the next few days. I'll just get rid of those ones there. I'll leave a couple in because, well, it is a pretty good laxative, let's face it. But always remember, if you have been cutting chilies, never rub your eyes because the chili juice will get off. It'll get all over your eyes and it hurts. All right, well, now it's time to throw the pizza together. I've got the pizza base here. It's just one of those cheap ones. Probably could have gone the more expensive. And I like these single pasta things, with pizza base sauce things. They do come in pretty handy. And, you know, I don't make pizzas that often, so that's pretty handy. And I do have a little bit of garlic here, just for the flavour of it, which I'll just get onto that sauce base there and give it a good mix around. We can cover the base, that delicious pizza sauce. Oh, it's smelling so good already. And now we put some mozzarella cheese or some of your pizza cheese on. Put a bit on first so it's got a nice base there to fall back on. And now we can add the tomatoes. I just sprinkle the chilies over the top too. The best thing about it is I don't even know where the chili is now, so when I bite into it, it'll be as big a surprise to me as it is to you. And Now you just throw the prawns on. If they're too big, now you might want to cut them in half or something. These were pretty big prawns. I suppose you can just figure out where the slice is going to be and do it that way. And now we just finish it off with the rest of your pizza cheese here. This cheese has been in the freezer, which is why it's not doing exactly what I wish it would do. And now the oven's warmed up. Just stick the pizza in there. For 10 to 15 minutes or until that cheese is nicely melted. I'll put it on for 10, though. I'll come back and check it. And in the meantime, we can feed the fish some of these leftover prawn shells. Enjoy, fishies. All right, well, that's been 12 minutes, and there we have it. Ooh, yeah, that is looking delicious. But I'm just going to add a little bit of rocket to this. Rocket's got that nice peppery taste about it. And it'll also add a nice bit of colour to this pizza as well. You could also add a squirt of lemon there over the prawns just to give it a little bit more of a seafood experience. Okay. I am starving. Some prawn pizza. I am fanging for this. Oh yeah. Chili's pretty hot. Probably do it a little bit of salt and pepper just to finish it off as well. Now, if you want your pizza a little bit more creamy, just add some mayonnaise to it. Oh yeah, that'll really boost the flavors. But the prawns on this are so juicy, along with the tomatoes there and that little touch of garlic, a little bit of pepperiness from that rocket there, and of course the stretchy cheese, mate. What more do you want? I want some more prawn pizza, that's for sure. Well, there you go. If you got some leftover prawns, mate, instead of feeding it to the ducks down the lake, make a pizza. The whole family will love it. Well, I hope you enjoyed this video. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time I cook something up. See you then.
Oh yeah, this is Greg's Kitchen.